Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. We're back after the break, and I'm so excited. With me, I have my usual guests,
Asher Bird
and
Landon Boyd.
How's y'all's day? How's it been coming back from the break? This is like, we're recording this like almost at the end of the first week, so how's y'all's week been?
First 2 days was a bit rocky, especially with the NWA testing, because I'm a sophomore,
yeah,
which you guys don't have to do.
Luckily, we're done with
that.
We're done with that.
Yesterday, I had a really good day. Today, I'm having a good day. I'm happy. Nothing's gone wrong, which is always something to be glad about.
It's always
However,
good.
The mask mandate's back.
Yes, we are wearing masks, if you couldn't tell. Maybe it's not that hard to tell, but we all are wearing masks. So we're being safe. We're being a little safe here.
Hopefully, the audio is not bad or scuffed.
Why are you laughing at me, Landon, huh?
I'm just saying. I'm going to be very muffled, and I know it.
Well, the audience will get over it. This is all we can do right now, so we just hope soon the mask mandate will be lifted and we can start going back to no masks and be able to talk fluently with you guys. So today we're probably going to be just talking about the break, about what we did over Christmas, New Year's, anything in between, anything like that. So did y'all do anything like specific besides Christmas and New Year's for the break?
In specific, I went for the first week. I went down to Iowa to see family, or up to Iowa to see family.
I don't know the map either, so
you know, geometry is a
geometry,
not geometry. Right, see, hey, listen, this is just proving why I'm sitting here talking about stuff for people to laugh at and not in like, not.
You mean geography?
Geography, yes.
I mean, they both start with the G.
They
so.
Both start with G. They mean the same thing.
What are you doing? Exactly.
All right. Yeah, whatever. Okay. You know, I'm just going to go back to the story. I went up to Iowa to see family, and there I got a new Mario Party.
Ooh, so the one for the Switch?
Uh-huh. Nice. The new Mario Party, nice. That's a... First time playing it ruined my relationship with my sisters and my father.
That's what Mario Party does. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, thing is, I didn't even win. Chance Time screwed me over when I was winning, and then my sister got a bonus star, so she beat me out. Oof. By coins, too.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And then afterwards, I got a game called Inscription for the computer. And that's a lot of fun.
What's that?
It's like a card game-ish. It's kind of weird. It's
oh, yeah. It's that game that just came out on Steam.
Yeah, it fully released. It's been in like beta for a while. But it fully released. It came out on Steam. And a lot of people have been like playing it. I know Markiplier did. I know Jacksepticeye did for a little bit. These are popular YouTubers for those of you
What's it called?
It's called Inscription.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen anything on it. I've seen their videos that they have played it, but I haven't. I've been playing a different game. So
it's a roguelike game, and so I've been obsessed, and I'm obsessed with roguelikes, like Risk of Rain and stuff. So I watched a guy called Wanderbot who covers like most roguelike games that come out.
Yeah.
And so I watched it. I became obsessed with it, and then I got it for Christmas, so that was nice. And then family came down to us after that, and we just hung out and went to, like, Hot Springs. So that was my break.
Landon, did you do anything? Did you go anywhere for...
Oh, I went to many a places. I didn't go out of state, but I had to go to, like, five different family-related things. Yeah, it started on, like, the Sunday as soon as we got off, and it went from... Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from that point.
I feel like I'm the only one at this school that didn't really go anywhere. I went to two different families, my mom's side and my dad's side. And I went and we did Christmas Eve on my mom's side, Christmas Day on my dad's side. But they live like right next to us, so I didn't really go anywhere at all. So I feel like I'm missing out on everything. Y'all traveling all over the place.
Well, what's I'm really missing out on is that the day after we left Iowa, it snowed there.
Aww.
So, like, I didn't get any of that.
Sad face. So, all of us on the break, all three of us, we didn't just sit around and do Christmas. We also went and saw a certain movie that came out.
Very, very new movie.
A very, very new movie. That we're not going to spoil here, but we all went and saw Spider-Man No Way Home. And just to say it, just say this, go watch it. That's all you need to know.
It's an amazing movie.
It's great.
It's quality.
And spectacular. All of the Spider-Man adjectives. It was amazing. Spectacular. Yeah. Whatever other one Spider-Man has.
I don't know when. I know that we will probably do a podcast on it eventually, but
probably later in the year. I don't.
It just came out, so it's a little too soon because some people haven't had it or had it seen it.
All I'm saying is all the actors and actresses did great. From who's confirmed, all the returning villains did great. And I'm just super excited as a Spider-Man fan. It's really good to be a Spider-Man fan right now.
Because
we got No Way Home. We got the trailer for Across the Spider-Verse, which I was surprised by. I was like, wait, is this like some fan-made thing? No, it's real. And then we got the Spider-Man 2 game that's also made by Insomniac coming out.
Yeah.
Next year or 2023?
Yeah, it comes out next year.
Yeah, next year, which looks great. Venom is going to be in it because it was like hinted at. At the very end of the trailer, and I'm just super excited for it. And what's funny is Across the Spider-Verse comes out on the same day as DC Super Pets.
It does.
So those were a bunch of memes coming out. I was like, which one are you going to watch, Across the Spider-Verse or DC Super Pets? If you pick Super Pets, then you're either a two-year-old or you're just wrong. that's my take.
I don't even know what Super Pets is, so...
So it's like in the DC universe, there are like a bunch of... animals that are related to the superheroes, and the main one is Crypto the Superdog, which is Superman's dog. So it basically follows him, who's being voiced by Dwayne Johnson.
Wait, what?
Crypto the Superdog is being voiced by Dwayne Johnson.
Listen. We already have Mario movie with Chris Pratt. We don't need we don't need a whatever Crypto Dog as Dwayne Johnson.
And then there's another dog in the movie being voiced by Kevin Hart. So it's another rock Kevin Hart movie. But what's funny is the dog that Kevin Hart's voicing is bigger than the
dog. So it's opposite of Jumanji.
Pretty much, yeah. They're probably going to make jokes like that.
Oh my God.
So going back to Christmas, did y'all get anything y'all wanted for Christmas? Like what you were really anticipating as Christmas presents?
You want to go first, Asher?
Go ahead.
Well, not to toot my own horn, but I had a pretty good Christmas. I would say that probably some of the more noticeable stuff I got, maybe basic, I know. I got a trunk.
A trunk?
Yeah, a trunk, you know?
Like to store stuff in?
Yeah, like a storage trunk, you know, like the things you see on trains.
I don't know why my mind immediately went to like the trunk of a car. I'm like, your car didn't have a trunk before?
No.
Like, your car comes in pieces for Christmas and your birthday. You get one.
But yeah, so I got that. I got like a cork board. So that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. And then I got some jackets. I got a leather or a denim jacket right here. And then I got a denim vest.
Those are nice.
The only time I've ever seen like a denim jacket or whatever was on Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I used to have a denim jacket, but I wore it to paintball because like I would wear jeans and denim jackets.
That's how you ruin clothes right there.
Well, the thing is, it was too big on me and it was like worn out anyways because it used to be a lot of the stuff I get are hand-me-downs from my older cousins.
That makes more sense.
So it was already worn, but...
Than like a brand new denim jacket taking it to paintball. Yeah, that's how you ruin your brand new clothing.
It just adds character to it.
Yeah. So did y'all do paintball? Is that something y'all did was go and have like do paintball matches or whatever?
I did.
Because I was never a paintball guy. I
really like paintball and airsoft.
I was an airsoft guy. We played airsoft wars or whatever. So that's where I use like the big oversized jackets so I don't like hurt myself.
I mean, yeah, because you want a lot of padding because welts and stuff are pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad as... I don't think they're as bad as paintballs. They're definitely not as fast as paintballs.
No, airsoft is not... I think how it goes, it's like Nerf for like the kids and then airsoft and then paintball and pain level. And then there's BBs for the insane people.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, BBs are up there. I'm like, who uses BBs for... like fun wartime games for the family. I'm gonna shoot you with my BB gun, you know, the gun that can totally kill like animals and a stuff.
Squirrels,
yeah,
which is illegal to do. I'm pretty sure
I don't know.
Use a BB gun.
No idea.
So for me, I went to. So I don't blame my. So I went and saw my mom's side of the family for Christmas because we didn't get to go last Christmas because of COVID. So we hadn't seen them in like 2 years. So I was super excited to go over there. And since we haven't seen them in 2 years, they didn't really know the kind of stuff we liked. So, I mean, my mom, we have an Amazon list that our mom lets us use that we put like a wish list or whatever throughout the year. So my mom gave her the list, but I guess she got confused on the list because my sister, who's a big horror fan, and me, who's like a big video game fan. So I got a Jason hoodie, which was way too small for me. And then my sister got a Zelda hoodie, which was way too big for her, but it had our names on the other one. So I'm like, I don't think this is for me.
Just Mitch, just like, oh yeah, no, that one's for Eli and that one's for his sister. Are you sure?
Are you sure about that? She also gave me, I'm a big like anime and manga guy. She gave me a manga to a series that I've been reading. She gave me part 9 and I only have parts 1 through 4.
Which one?
So I can't read it. It's a Zelda manga.
Oh. Oh, yeah, those are fair. I had a friend who, this is the first time I'm mentioning it on the podcast. I used to live in Italy for like a year-ish. Really? Yeah. That's a story for another time. But I had a friend there who was really into Zelda, and they had like all of the Zelda mangas and like Twilight Princess and stuff.
I have all of them except for those 4 of the Twilight Princess manga. I have all of the manga because I'm not much of a super fan. For those who don't know, The Legend of Zelda is a video game series that is very popular, and if you don't know it, then you should. That's all I'll say on that.
Very threatening.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I will threaten anybody.
It's like knowing Pikachu and Pokemon and like Mario and Mario.
Yeah. I mean, Mario, I feel like anyone should know because that's like the number one top video game. Well, no, it's not the number one video game. That's Minecraft and Tetris. It's between the two. I don't remember which one wins. I think it's Minecraft.
It's Minecraft.
Is it Minecraft?
It's Minecraft. Yeah.
I mean, but you can play Tetris in Minecraft. So mind blown. And they both deal with the blocks. Like me and my bad jokes. That's what I gained over the break. I gained a bunch of bad jokes that I've just been saying to my family and my friends as soon as I got back from break.
Other than the video games, I got a really nice hoodie that I haven't been able to wear yet because it's been so cold. And hoodies are like, yeah, they're warm, but they're not like they're wind not resilient.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I've just been wearing my dinky gray jacket the whole time and that's it.
So it's a, I really liked that. Another thing that it's a good year for is if you're a Nintendo fan or an anime fan. Because anime, there's a lot of seasons coming out for a lot of shows. And Nintendo has, 5 or 6 big games coming out this year alone. There's like the new Kirby, which is 3D.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Their new Pokemon, the Arceus Legends
or whatever. Oh, yeah.
That looks like an MMORPG, which would be really cool for Pokemon.
There's the new Splatoon game.
Splatoon 3.
Splatoon 3, and then there was something going on with Mario. I don't know if it's a game or what else. I do know that something's happening.
The Mario movie? That's all I can think of.
Maybe. And then
we don't know when Breath of the Wild 3. 2 is coming out.
Oh,
Bayonetta
yeah, no,
3.
Breath of the Wild 2 is supposed... Well, they've had a lot of leaks and stuff this year. And then Bayonetta 3 is supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played any of the Bayonetta games.
I haven't either, but I know that there's like a lot of hype around it because there's been...
Oh, yeah. I mean...
It's been in the making for
a while.
The
first two were like really good games, according to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I just haven't played them myself, so...
I might play the new one because it looks good.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this new year. Did y'all do anything for New Year's Eve? Do y'all do anything special for New Year's?
Not in particular. I think what we did, we just watched a movie, so... I don't even remember the movie. It was some like Hallmark thing, I think. So,
Hallmark movies, Hallmark Christmas.
No,
movies.
No, oh, I remember what it was. It was Cheaper by the Dozen, which is like an older movie, and it's like about a family who has 12 kids.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids, and then like the dad's a football coach, and the mom's like a writer. Novelty person.
Okay.
So it was a fun movie to kind of watch.
Landon, do you need to do anything for New Year's?
So I have a tradition where I go over to my grandma's house and I spend the night with her. My cousin goes along with it too. And we drink not, you know, alcoholic stuff, but we drink the sparkling
cider and stuff.
That stuff's pretty good. So we go over there. She's by herself, so we do that to make her New Year's better and everything, because all she's got out there is her dog Bear, and he's a little plump, lumpy man. He's blind, deaf, and he doesn't really know where he is anymore, but he's still pretty lovable. So that's what I do normally.
I actually went to my first New Year's party. Like normally I just hang out with family and stuff. And that's what I was going to do this year, but I got invited to a New Year's party.
Fancy. I don't get invited to parties.
I thought that too, but then I got invited to one, and now I'm super happy. So yeah, I went to a New Year's party. We also drank cider, which is like...
They went, oh, you're Eli the podcast man. Come on.
I'm super acclaimed from doing the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
This podcast is super popular.
Super popular. Actually, don't know like the ratings or anything on this podcast. So.
I think we get like 3 listeners.
That makes sense.
Most of them are like my parents and family. That is so far.
Yeah.
Like, I was... what was it? I came home from school, and my sister was listening to the podcast. I was like, oh, fun. Little sister. She's like 11.
Which one? Which episode?
I think it was the Minecraft one. I think it was you the know Minecraft what?
That,
trivia
that,
one.
Yeah, that would go with a bunch of kids as the Minecraft trivia one. I also, after listening to that, I realized that I, as the judge of that, got a lot of things wrong.
Very.
Oh my god.
I was upset at you.
Like, well, not a lot, but some of the stuff, like the Better Together update, was not what I thought it was at first. So I got that wrong on that question. So.
Yeah.
But
there is a couple things. There's a couple things that you mentioned there.
Listen, okay, I for me in Minecraft, it's a very strange relationship. I think y'all know some of the people who. They'll start a new world, they'll get, like, so far, they'll get, like, full iron armor or whatever, and then they'll stop. And then, like, 6 months later, they'll get back on and start a new world and do the same exact thing and then stop.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. So that's well, actually, recently I got, I have the PlayStation version. I got all the trophies in Minecraft, the base game. I platinumed the game. It was, like, stupid. Like, some of the achievements are really stupid. Like, you have to deal 9 hearts of damage in one hit. So I got a netherite sword. And I got like two potions of strength too. And I asked my sister, "Yo, can you join my world real quick?"
Oh no!
And then I was like, "Sorry, I'm sorry, little one." And then I jump attacked her, and I got the achievement.
For those of you who don't know, Netherite is something newer.
Yeah, I was about to say it's
not entirely new, but it's something newer that's better than like Diamonds, which used to be previous.
Which, and you know what I didn't realize? I didn't realize how you make Netherite was you had to have like a diamond weapon.
Debris and yeah.
No, like to make the tools or whatever.
Oh yeah, you need
like you have to have the diamond
smithing table and a diamond.
And a smithing table. Like I was like, whoa. Actually, I didn't have to get ancient debris. I went to a bastion and got like 4 netherite ingots.
Oh my god!
Yeah, bastions, I got the easy way out.
Bastions are overpowered.
They are. So, rapid fire. The best thing that happened on the break. What's the best thing that happened on the break for you?
I got tickets to go see Journey and Billy Idol.
Oh, it took me way too long to remember what that was.
That was a little too long right there.
Listen, okay. I'm more of the modern guy, not the back in the 80s or 90s or whatever the more popular stuff.
Oh, it's
came
okay.
Out.
That's my thing.
Asher, best thing that happened on the break.
Butterhorns. My family has this dessert that we make that's like a croissant with frosting, and like it's so good. Like honestly, how do I explain it? Oh, one of my friends tried one and said it was a sugary cloud roll, and that's what she called them ever since. But it's cool.
Sorry, every time I hear croissant, I just want to do the Carl Weezer voice and say it.
Croissant. Yes.
Excuse me, are you going to finish that croissant? It's so fun.
No.
My class period for Fundamentals of Television have known me as the Carl Weezer guy who just does the voice for no reason.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, I find it hilarious.
What voice did you do for like the very first recording in this class?
I did either Mickey Mouse or Carl Weezer because I can do both.
Oh, no, it was Mickey Mouse. I remember
yeah,
that.
My voice is deep, but I can do like a high voice. I can say, well, hiya, pal. It's your old friend, Mickey Mouse, huh? Would you like to go on? Would you like to go on into my clubhouse? And then I can do car weezier, and then there's Elmo, tickle me, Elmo. And then, yeah, that's
somebody
pretty
stop
it.
This man.
Somebody stop that. He's too powerful. My favorite thing that happened on the break was the New Year's Eve party, and then directly after that, I went to a birthday party for my friend.
Cool. Nice.
Which was fun, and I got him a anime figure, and he was super excited for it.
For which anime?
It was a Super Saiyan Goku figure.
Oh, okay.
Rad.
Because I'm that cool. And Landon's over here who is like, do you even watch anime at all?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I went on like a binge for like...
Okay, because me and Asher were talking about it, and I look over at you, and you just look like... He was talking about anime again.
No, he was talking from one of his friends at his lunch table is like the huge anime. We made fun of him for that today. That was funny. I mentioned something and I was like, it started with like an M, and he immediately knew the name. And we were like,
all right. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. It's so good to be back doing the podcast. Well, think of more topics for the next time we're on. So, which will probably be next week, most likely. So, I've been Eli Hill, and with me I've had
Asher Bird
and
Landon Boyd.
And this has been the What's Happening Hornets podcast.